إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, last night when I left the masjid after teaching the class that we have every Wednesday and Thursday, leaving the masjid with the intention to do a khutbah on the subject of the brothers not coming to the Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah, before I left, a brother had informed me of something that I didn't realize, that this nation, the nation of Kufr, الولايات المتحدة الشيطانية, the United States of Shaitan, had dropped bombs on the two Muslim nations, Afghanistan and Sudan. So I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me for anything that I intend to do, that I intend to do of bad, and I do it. And I ask you then after Allah's forgiveness for your acceptance of my apology for not doing the khutbah on an extremely important subject, a subject that we neglect, which is making the Salatul Jama'ah for Fajr prayer, and changing my course to talk about the ideological terrorism and the physical terrorism, two sides of one coin. Two sides of one coin. We find in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. They did not punish, they did not torture, they did not bomb, they did not terrorize, they did not kill, they did not oppress those individuals, except for the reason that they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah who is Al-Aziz. This is the reason why the kuffar do what they do. But sometimes, the kuffar and their leaders, they do things trying to kill more than one bird. Sometimes they try to kill more than one bird. Maybe two birds, or three birds, or four birds, with one bomb, or one stone. For instance, the big kafir, not the biggest of them, the big mushrik, but not the biggest of them, the big tyrant, but not the biggest of them, Bill Clinton, it seems as though that he took the opportunity to bomb those two Muslim countries as a smoke screen against the case to draw the people's attention away from his case where he lied, trying to cover up something that Islam takes care of, which is his involvement with a woman that wasn't his wife. Islam already gives us a solution for that. But it seems as though this tyrant, this killer of Muslims, this killer of babies, this killer of the elderly, Bill Clinton, is trying to catch two birds or three birds or four birds with one stone. It seems as though he took the opportunity to include himself and make sure that we see that he's part of the ayah that we just mentioned. وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. That they don't bomb, they don't terrorize, they don't torture, they don't oppress, they don't reject, they don't repudiate, they don't harm them who believe in Allah al-Hamid al-Aziz, except because of that reason that they believe in Allah. And at the same time, it seems as though from his act of zina that he called inappropriate behavior, which Allah Azza wa Jal does not call inappropriate behavior, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not call an affair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it zina. It seems as though he tried to seize the opportunity to make that a smoke screen away from his case and harm and maybe even kill the Muslims at the same time. This is part of the physiological or material warfare. This is part of the physiological terrorism. This is part of the al-irhab al-hissi. But another side of that coin is the side that unfortunately the Muslims also partake in. And it seems as though, from what we know from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the irhab, al-irhab al-fikri, the ideological terrorism, is worse than the physical terrorism. What is that ideological terrorism? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa an abihi, he said, khatta lana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khattan thumma qal hadha sabeelullah thumma khatta khutootan an yameenihi wa an shimalihi ثم قال هذه سبل متفرقة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم companion Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he said, one day the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم drew a line, meaning a line on the ground for us, and then he said, this is the way, the path, the methodology, the modality of Allah. This is the sabil of Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the end of Surah Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam wa ala nabiyyina kathalik, kul hadihi sabili, adu'u ila Allahi ala basiratin, ana wa man attaba'ani, wa subhanallahi wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my way. I call to Allah with keen knowledge, proofs, and evidences. I call to Allah with keen insight, proofs, and dalil. So me and those who are with me, Allah is far above any imperfections, and I am not of those who make shirk. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drew the line on the ground, and that line was perfectly straight. He said, "Hadha sabilullah." This is the straight way, the way of Allah. And then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the right of that line and on the left of that line, he drew other lines. And in another narration, for this narration is collected by Imam al-Tayalisi, with a good chain, inshallah, It says that he drew it on the line or the size of that line, and those lines were going zigzag to the right and to the left. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these diverging, distorted, discombobulated ways, every single one of them, ala kulli sabil minha shaytanun yad'u ilayhi. He said on each one of these ways, these roads to the right and to the left, on each one of these roads to the right and the left of this straight way of Allah is a shaytan. On each one of them is a shaytan calling people to it. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the ayah, هذه سبيلي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتفرقوا عن سبيله. Allah's Prophet recited the ayah that this is the straight way. هذا الصراط مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل تفرق بكم عن سبيله. This is my way, it is straight. Don't follow any other way other than that way. If you do, you'll be divided. If you do, you'll be disconnected. If you do, you'll be separated from the straight way. You'll lose your strength if you go to the right or to the left. Like Abu al-Aliyah, rahimahullah, wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, ta'allamu al-Islam, wa idha ta'allamtum al-Islam, ولا ترغبوا عنه يمينا ولا شمالا وعليكم بالصراط المستقيم وعليكم سنة نبيكم وما كان عليه أصحابه. He said رضي الله تعالى عنه, learn Islam, and when you learn Islam, do not go to the right of it and do not go to the left of it. Do not deviate to the right of it and do not deviate to the left of it. Why? Because they have shaitans on those roads. And stick to the straight way. And stick to the sunnah of your Prophet, alayhi salam, and the way of the Sahaba. That which the Sahaba were upon. Stick to the straight way, which is Al-Quran al-Kareem, and the sunnah of your Prophet in everything, from the way we marry and the way we divorce, to the way we buy and the way we sell, to the way we inherit and child custody when we get divorced, to jihad and dawah. Stick to the straight way. Don't go to the right and don't go to the left. Stick to the Quran, the sunnah of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the way that the companions understood it and practiced it. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the ideological terrorism is worse than the physical terrorism. And some of the Muslims, unfortunately, it seems as though some of the Muslims have strayed away. It seems, and Allah knows best, it seems that some of the Muslims have strayed away from that path, either to the right or either to the left, adopting the ways of the kuffar. Terrorism on any level is not sanctioned in the Quran or the Sunnah or the way of our beloved companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Blowing up buildings, blowing up hospitals, blowing up embassies, this is not the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor is it the way of those illustrious companions Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and the rest of them, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sanctioned and made a wajib act, a farz act, jihad, by his statements in the Quran. Jihad is an important principle in Islam. But there are conditions for the jihad. And there are qawa'id for the jihad. There are principles for the jihad. There are rules for the jihad. There are regulations for the jihad. And at no time do we find in the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 23 years, especially at the end of his life, nor in the mission of the khilafah of Abu Bakr and Umar, do we find
them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or ridwanullahi alayhi, or alayhim, telling the Muslims or practicing the killing of innocent people. In fact, we find in jihad one small principle that when the person drops their weapon, that you don't strike their neck. That when the enemy, the mushrik, the kafir, who tortures you and oppresses you, when he drops his weapon, that you don't strike his neck, you allow him to pick up his weapon. And that you don't strike his face. Even an animal, it is haram to strike the face of an animal. How much more killing and bombing buildings where they're in are children. This is not from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But unfortunately, brothers and sisters in Islam, some of the Muslims have been affected and driven into the physiological terrorism because the masdar, or the origin of it, is the ideological terrorism, which is deviation from the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way the companions understood it and practiced it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْعَدُوِّ وَعَدُوَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ تُلْقُونَ إِلَيْهِمْ بِالْمَوَدَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, do not take my enemy and your enemy as friends, as supporters, as helpers, as advisors. You rush to them, you lean to them, you go to them with love. وَقَدَ كَفَرُوا بِمَا جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And they already have showed you that they disbelieve in that which has come to you from the truth. They already have showed you. What does it mean, brothers and sisters in Islam, don't take them for awliya? What does it mean, don't take them for wali? What does it mean, don't take them for friends or supporters or helpers? This is just not physically, this is also ideologically. And because of our leaning to them, and associating with them, and wanting to rub shoulders with them, and wal-iyadu billahi, having a Muslim league of voters wanting to vote using their system, and we can go on and on and on for maybe until Ramadan, of how we are affected by the ideological terrorism inside of ourselves, which makes us do things on the physiological level of terrorism, we will see surely, brothers and sisters in Islam, that the result of it is because of our deviation from the Quran and the Sunnah, the way the companions understood it and practiced it. Case in point, as we mentioned, look how the Muslims now will go during the month of November and push either a Muslim, support either a Muslim or a kafir to be a member of a political party or to take office. This is not in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah. This is not part of Sabeelullah. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Whoever doesn't judge by that which Allah has revealed, for surely they are disbelievers. The reason why we have fallen into the desire to terrorize people on a physical level is because we have deviated from the Quran and Sunnah and the way of a Salaf al-Salih on the ideological level. Why is that that Muslims, how could it be that a Muslim would pray for this Zani? How is it that a Muslim could vote for this Zani, Bill Clinton? How is it that a Muslim could choose between one kafir, whether he was white or black, voting for him so that the Qawaneen al-Wada'iyya, the laws from human beings, be placed over them? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ الْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. Allah will never give the disbelievers the way over the believers. So some Muslims, in their misconception, because of the ideological terrorism within themselves, there is a war within themselves. They say, okay, I'm not going to vote for the kafir. I'm going to put the Muslim in there to put the man-made laws over me. Because no matter how many people among the Muslims that we put into office, the law that is being used by that kafir, whether he's white or black, or by that Muslim, whether he's white or black, or by that Muslim, whether she's male, they're male or female, whether they're fat or skinny, whether they're Democratic or Republican, there's only one party and one dustur. There's only one party, one hizb, and that's the hizb of Allah, and one dustur, one constitution, that's the Quran and the Sunnah. So because of the ideological terrorism that goes and runs inside of us like rivers, because of that inside of us, it pushes us and it prods us to take it to another level, which is physiological terrorism, where we don't care anymore. And then it pushes us to one more step, where we make takfir. We make takfir. We make kafirs the Muslim rulers and governors, where we have no rights and no authority, where we have no sanction or sultan from Allah to make a Muslim a kafir unless there's kufrun bawah, unless there's clear, explicit kufr. And then those of the scholars of Islam are the ones that make the determination if that person is a kafir or not. We find in some of the writings of some of the so-called mufakkirun, some of the so-called thinkers of Islam, and this terminology wasn't even used in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find some so-called Islamic thinkers and movers of movements, which within itself comes from the kuffar. The terminology al-harakatul islamiyya, Islamic movement, the word movement itself is a proof of the ideological distortions in ourselves, because that comes from the kuffar. We find in some of the writings and the speeches, some of the people who the Muslims are prodding and pushing up on high levels as ulama, we find, and I would like to mention their names, wallahi al-azim, if I didn't fear that you would misunderstand and stand up and argue with me on this minbar, I would mention some of their names, wallahi. I would mention some of the names of the people that you adore and that you respect and that you honor among the Muslims. You keep pushing them up there as though they're scholars. Some of these same people pushing this crazy stuff that's not part of Islam, you find them saying things like this, quote, I quote, when you find your aql, your intelligence, your experience, scientific, actual, historical facts, contradicting the Quran and the Sunnah, then you place your ideological beliefs, your intellect, your logic, your rational thinking, your historical, experiential, scientific, or actual facts over the Quran and the Sunnah. These are the statements of some of the people who you're pushing and prodding and placing them on level. And because of crazy kufr statements like this, wallahi, it is a statement of kufr. Because of those kind of statements, we now have Muslims involving themselves in the physiological terrorism. We have people who have written in their books, books that you teach from, books that you study, more than you study the Quran, wallahi, I say it again, wallahi, tallahi, summa billahi, as sure as I'm standing on this minbar. We have people who are reading these books and haven't memorized one juz of Quran without tajweed and been Muslim for 20 years, but they know more of what those so-called thinkers and movers have said in their books than what Allah says in the Astaf al-Hadith, the best of speech, which is the Quran. We find them not only making takfir on the Muslim rulers, we find them making takfir on everybody sitting in front of me right now, including me. Go to their books and read for yourself. They make statements, and may Allah forgive me and all of you for making these statements, that there are only two types of society. There is the Islamic society, and there's the Jahili society. He's okay when he says that. But then when he says that any society that is 99% Islam or 1% kufr, then it's Jahili, this is when he goes to the right or the left. He has made a mistake. He has committed a big mistake. When a person calls a Muslim government a jahiliya government. When a Muslim calls a government a jahiliya government, he is making takfir at least on the leader, at most everyone who lives there. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to be very careful, because there are going to be people in these days of al-fitn, these days of fitna, these days of trials from Allah Azza wa Jal, these days of because of our sins, Allah has placed over us in the lands of the Muslims tyrannical, oppressive leaders. It is because of our sins that we have these leaders over us. The Messenger of Allah speaks the truth, وَصَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. It is because of your sins not coming to the masjid, brothers, for Salatul Fajr. Not coming to the masjid, brothers, for Salatul Fajr. Not coming to the masjid, brothers, for Salatul Fajr is a sin. Just that sin alone, among the other sins, Allah places as a punishment over us a tyrannical Muslim leader, an oppressive tyrant, a taghut. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there are going to be people that are going to come to us and are going to push us. They're going to incite us to want to pick up the pen and write. That's the way it begins. And then from there, they want you to get on the internet, to speak, get in the chat rooms and say things. Brothers and sisters, don't you know these things are recorded? And then they take it to another step, the ultimate step. Let's go get some C4. Let's go get some AR-15. Let's go get some AK-47. Let's go get some dynamite. Let's blow up this. Let's blow up that. Do we find this in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way the companions understood it and practiced it? Brothers and sisters in Islam, the physiological terrorism, al-irhab al-hissi, the physiological terrorism is a very dangerous thing. But the ideological terrorism, al-irhab al-fikri, which is the masdar, the origin of the physical one, is worse than that. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihi al-ameen, nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Wabad. Brothers and sisters in Islam, those who have in the depths of their heart the desire to stick to the way of our rightly guided predecessors, the companions of the Messenger of Allah, and those two succeeding generations who follow them, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, those of you who want to stick to the Quran, Sabeelullah, Hablullah, the rope of Allah, and the sunnah of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must begin to align yourself to that book. You must begin to read the book of Allah and read it until you can't read it anymore. Read it until your eyes fall out of your head. It's a sin. Enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, among other things, will give you success in the land. If you want to have success, you must purge yourself of the kufr and the shirk and the misunderstandings, the inhirafat and the bid'ah, the superstitions that you have in your heart. As some of the scholars of today have said, إِذَا أُقِيمَتْ دَوْلَةَ الْإِسْلَامِ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ تُقَنْ لَكُمْ فِي أَرْضِكُمْ. When you establish the Islamic government in your heart first, it will be established for you in the land. You have to establish the correct aqidah in your heart first. Wallahi al-azim, brothers and sisters, how do we expect to have supremacy in the land and we still, as I say over and over and over again, keep imitating the kuffar? How is it that we even think that we can have supremacy in the land when we have Muslims who still believe in Scorpio, in Capricorn, in Pisces, in Cancer? How do we expect to have success, brothers and sisters in Islam, sending our children to the ding-dong schools, the public schools of America, where they are infiltrated and terrorized
with the Kaaba ideology and then go in front of the United Nations building talking about down with this and down with that when you are a terrorist yourself, sending your children, your babies to the public school? How do you expect to have success? How do you expect to have success while you're making tawaf around the White House and you've never made tawaf around the Kaaba and you're sending your babies to Catholic school and you claim that you're not a terrorist? You're a terrorist, wallahi al-azim, you're a terrorist. Because the ideology that you have in your heart and that you put in your children's and your wives' hearts and minds, that's what's going to make them act the way some of the Muslims act. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make us terrorists on ourselves first and then the people. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help and to aid and to assist and give victory to all the Muslims who are victims in the Muslim lands where the kuffar and the mushrikun, like Bill Clinton and the rest, terrorize them, oppress them, torture them, bomb them, and try to use it, and Allah knows best, as a smokescreen because of another crime against Allah and society, which is zina. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who will be able to drink from the Kawthar. The Kawthar of which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the howl that is from it, the pool, that the stars, that the cups that are around it are more numerous than the stars in the sky. That the color of it is whiter than the whitest of milk. That the taste of it is sweeter than the sweetest of honey. And whoever drinks from it will never be thirsty again. Who are those Muslims that are going to drink from that? I ask Allah to make us one of those Muslims that drink from that. But who are the Muslims that are not going to drink from that? They are the Muslims that when the Prophet approaches it to drink, he'll ask for his followers. And then it will be said, "Oh Muhammad, you don't know what they innovated into this bean after you died. You don't know what they added to this bean, whether it is in dawah, whether it is aqidah, whether it is an ibadah, no matter what it is. You don't know what they added to this deen or took away from this deen after you died." And then it will be said to them, "Suhqan, suhqan. May you be far away from this kawthar. May you be far away from this pool. May you be far away from it. May Allah let us drink from it." And the only way we're going to drink from it is not add or take away from anything of this straight way. The way of the Book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way the companions and the tabi'un who followed them in righteousness and the tabi'in understood and practiced it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us of all of our sins and have mercy on us. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.